poll, only 31% of Americans call Medicare for All a top priority. By Sean Moran on April 24, 2019. Less than one-third of Americans said implementing a Medicare for All healthcare plan amounts to a top priority, according to a poll released Wednesday. Only 31% of Americans said that implementing a Medicare for All program amounts to a top priority, according to a Kaiser Family Foundation poll released Wednesday. Nearly a majority, or 47% of Democrats, support Medicare for All as a top priority, compared to only 26% of independents and 14% of Republicans. This poll arises as the House Rules Committee will hold a hearing next week on the Representative Pramila Jayapal's DWE, Medicare for All legislation. 51% of Republicans have a very negative view of Medicare for All, which has grown from 2017, where 42% of the GOP had a negative image of the single-payer proposal. Democrats' enthusiasm for Medicare has experienced nearly a double-digit gain since 2017. In 2017, 49% of Democrats had a very positive view of Medicare for All, compared to 58% in 2019 who had a highly favorable view of the program. A Morning Consult poll released this week found that 31% of Republicans support Medicare for All, while 47% of Americans support the progressive health care proposal. In contrast to Americans' limited enthusiasm for Medicare for All, a majority of Americans said that they would prefer to focus on bipartisan healthcare issues such as lowering prescription drug costs, protecting pre-existing conditions, and curbing surprise billing. 68% of Americans said that lowering prescription drug costs amounts to a top priority. 64% of Americans want to keep protections for pre-existing conditions, and 50% of Americans want to protect people from surprise high out-of-network bills. As President Donald Trump promised that the Republican Party will become the party of healthcare, Senator Bill Cassidy, RLA, told Breitbart News he has proposed a two-pronged approach to improving Americans' healthcare. Small bipartisan reforms such as lowering drug prices and a dynamic healthcare proposal that would give states and local citizens more control over their healthcare. Cassidy said, "But then on a bigger level, there's going to be a philosophical debate over the next election season over whether we should double down on government control. For example, Medicare for All, or whether we want to emphasize these market-based solutions." Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.